Governor Whitmer, the State of the State Address. We had a broadcast specifically on 790 News Radio WSGW, online too through the AM side of WSGW.com. You're hearing some of the reaction in our news this morning, and I'd throw it open for those who had a chance to catch it themselves. I was unable to hear the governor as her address was going on live. I've caught some of the news coverage we have.
Oh, boy.
Something I just swallowed wrong.
You want to throw the...
I'm so choked up by the state of the address, I just can't speak. The news coverage we have and some of what I've read, I went on, for example, from the Detroit Free Press, the state story from Paul Egan and Kathleen Gray, who did the reporting, so I see some of what they're talking about. But sounds like as much as she talked about, and there were other things, but roads were the highlight.
That was a big issue.
Right. Yeah, I'd say so, especially when she said she's going to just get some bonds to pay for some of the road funding. Not going to solve everything, obviously, in the long term. Still need a long-term plan, but that's the short-term plan. Kind of following in the footsteps of what I believe John Engler did the same thing, where he went out and got bonds to fix roads back in the 90s.
I give her credit this way. It was an issue that's obviously been out there for the whole year. She proposed a 45-cent plan, which we knew wasn't going to go anywhere. And Republicans never offered anything up to have their own proposal, shall we say. That could have been something negotiable. So she says, hey, I'm going to go around you. I don't need you. I'm going to do this. Agree with me or not, I'm going to do something.
Right.
That's political leadership, whether you agree or not. But it also forces the GOP, if they don't like it, they've got to do something.
Yeah. Right.
Because if I understood your news this morning, there's the meeting's already this morning where she says last night, I'm announcing it, and this morning, let's meet, and we're going to talk about how we get these bonds going.
Right, right. It can happen immediately. Right.
Yeah.
And I believe if I was hearing some of the post-game, as I would say, post-game commentary.
I like it.
on public television, that the bonds have an interest rate of like around just 1.5% right now, so... It's actually kind of a bargain.
It's a good time.
Yeah, to do it, right.
There's still got to be paid for, and
of course.
So the debt and all that. And I know that one of the concerns, and I heard even concerns from some of her own party, great idea, except it doesn't have the local roads. It's all the state roads, and we need help on our local roads.
Right, right. Now, of course, I just drove on 69 the other day, and I've been down when I went to Pennsylvania back in the summertime. Those roads still around on 75 are pretty rough. Majority of people live where? live in Southeast Michigan, and disproportionately, it's been proven that disproportionately the northern counties have enjoyed more road repairs and new roads than other parts of the state over the last decade or so. So it's probably just time for that to happen. But I do agree, and I think Art Lewis talked to Representative Vanessa Guerra, right,
last
week.
Day, yeah.
And she seemed to not really 100% agree with Art, but she did try to find some common ground that maybe that formula could be changed where more money could go towards local roads, and I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
No.
No, in fact, if I'm reading correctly in the report, again, this was in the Free Press, that Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey appeared receptive to the bonding with some negotiation going on, but at least he said at least this is more receptive than what was going on with the proposed gas tax. So,
yeah.
Where it's going to go from here, nobody knows, but at least the conversation is once again started.
And Dave, I don't know if you saw it, but
yes,
I did. I think I saw on Twitter last night that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is basically backing her bond proposal plan.
I hadn't seen that.
I think I saw Rich Studley say, well, it's at least an idea.
I thought you were asking if I saw the governor's address.
Yeah.
I did,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Beginning to end, of course.
Yeah.
And she was right in their faces at times. Yeah. Of course, some of the people in the chamber were sitting on their hands a lot, too.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
As is usually the case.
That's right.
And expectations to do that. But, again, whether I agree or not, in some ways I don't, but I give her credit for, hey, political leadership.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to do.
Took it head on.
Exactly
right.
You know, enough of this. As she said, I'm not going to play games. So there it is. as far as that's concerned. It was more than that. Although, I also understand, too, it was rather short by usual state of the state address standards.
About 42 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, it was.
She also did make a call a couple of times for bipartisanship, and she used she recognized the passing of the late Governor Bill Milliken, who brought a lot of people together, and then she introduced Bill Milliken as his son.
Oh, really?
In the gallery, and yeah, that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool that is.
Right.
I know there were the other issues, of course, education, water.
Yeah,
water is a concern.
PFAS,
right.
That's right.
She talked about education and the importance of filling out those federal forms.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For those kids, she begged everybody, please sign your FAFSA forms. Yeah, for those of you who want to go to some type of college after. Yeah.
Right.
Because what she say, something like, I forget how many millions, Dave, she said was just left out there.
Yeah,
In scholarship money.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think the number was $10
million. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah.
Well, a lot that could be garnered if those forms were just filled out.
That's right.
Wow.
And the guy who got the most applause and respect was a youngster who took it upon himself to go out in his neighborhood and fill potholes by himself.
Right.
And he was in the audience, and he was getting a lot of applause. And he was eating it up, and she said, "Boy, there's a future politician if I've ever seen one."
Oh no!
That's right.
Oh no! Did both parties start to lobby?
But I did like that it was a shorter speech, though. Sometimes with these speeches, you know, they can just go on and on with a list of wants and needs, and so it's just a good thing that I think she was wise to keep it short.
She said a lot of the other issues will come out in her budget presentation in the near future.
Right, right. And, I think that's next week, I think,
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And that's another thing to say, too, is so often we hear these speeches that are long just because they're just talking about what they want to do, hope to do, or things that would be pleasant to do, but never get into specifics.
Right, right.
Okay, if you're not going to delve into specifics, keep it short, and we'll do the specifics when we have a chance.
Right. Just so I want to make sure I was not misrepresenting Rich Studley, who is the president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. This is what he tweeted last night about the roads. He said, "Less talk, more action. Lawmakers have declined to take legislative action to rebuild Michigan's crumbling roads and bridges. We commend Governor Whitmer for taking action to fix the roads and support her plan to use state transportation bonds to rebuild major roads and critical bridges." So that's what he tweeted last night.
Hmm. Well, you will hear more, of course, in the news updates we have and further reaction in the days ahead, especially on this road bonding.
Still trying to figure out one comment she made when talking about the road proposal. She was against the idea of selling bridges. What bridges is she talking about selling? The only bridges I'm aware of, there are sold or city-owned bridges in Bay City.
That came up. I think there was a proposal, Dave and Charlie. I had to go back and look, but is there was it Port Huron? What's the bridge out there?
The Blue Water Bridge?
Yes, I think that was thrown out there as an idea.
Okay.
But let me go back and look at that. But yeah, that's what I think she was referencing.
Yeah, I heard that in a news clip, and I wondered if she was taking a shot at Bay City.
No. Yeah.
I think. But I'll go back and look at that.
All right. But did she make any mention of the toll idea, by the way?
No.
No, she didn't.
That didn't come up?
Okay. She did not bring that up.
No, she did not. She was thanking Canada. There's a Canadian government representative in the gallery and thanked him. And both parties stood up for him when they were thanking him for paying for the new bridge, the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Oh, the Gordie Howe Bridge, yes.
And the number of jobs it's going to create when they start building it.
Okay. So some things that were going on is you had a chance to hear it directly for yourself last night, perhaps on 790 News Radio WSW and online, too.
And quickly, she did say that while we are, that there's a lot of impatience on the roads, and that says a lot because in Michigan we are very patient. And as she was talking about ways that we're very patient, she says, "Look, we're Lions fans. Look how patient we are."
That should have got applause from everybody.